Venezuela, cases of malaria are predicted to triple by the end of the year. But in the 1960s, the country prided itself on being free from the diseases. So where did they go wrong? Senior lecturer at the University of Sydney, Dr. Luis Ferrandez, told The Wire's Nicole Wedding why malaria is on the rise.
The spread of malaria has to do with elements that are associated with the economic crisis. Indications show is that the spread is really due to larger mobility of labor within the country and basically the search for economic activities or income has led many people to come back or to go to mines in remote areas of the country in which malaria had a presence. This mobility of people has actually contributed not only to spread malaria, the epidemics within these areas, but as well to bring malaria back to the host towns and the hometowns of people traveling. This seems to be basically, an epidemic that has to do as well with economic factors.
And how does the politics of the country play into this?
Medicines are really in shortage at the moment in the country. There is really a very strong external debt at the moment conditioning the amount of money that the public treasure can dedicate, for instance, imports of medicines. There is not really a capacity at the moment by other private actors to increase that level.
What has been your experience of the Venezuelan healthcare system?
I lived in the country for many years, but I was there last time in November last year, 2016. Thankfully, I didn't have used medical services, neither there nor elsewhere. The current state of health provision, of course, has been subjected to a deterioration, which has to do with the general economic crisis. Unfortunately, the country really is going through a period in which the public treasure is suffering heavily from a decrease of income, and that affects public expenditure. So certainly the achievements that previous governments had over the past 16 years in the area of health provision in some cases have been eroded by the current crisis. And in some cases, people who have the economic means can obtain, for instance, medicine in the black market. For those with limited economic resources, is becoming not only a problem to access quality health services, but as well to obtain certain medicines.
What do you think could be done to resolve this?
Only a sort of medium-term economic recovery can prevent this mobility of people seeking for economic alternatives in different parts of the country. As far as people feel the necessity to engage, for instance, mining activities in certain parts of the country because there are no other sources of income in their areas of residence, we are going to see that there are more probabilities of the epidemics spreading. Beyond that, there is not really an easy solution. Of course, what would be desirable is that there is more support, and in this case, I think some international support would be welcome for the arrival of medicines in Venezuela, because there are otherwise a lot of people suffering an illness that is potentially lethal and do not have any other alternatives.
Dr. Luis Ferrandez, senior lecturer at the University of Sydney, speaking to The Wire's Nicole Wedding.